free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Originally an engineer in the automobile industry, Maike Ramke-Lassen changed direction in 2002 to study animation at the University Babelsberg Konrad Wolf. She started first as a 3D character animator, but subsequently became more and more active as a storyboard artist. Nowadays, Maike also steps further into 3D layout. She has been working as a storyboard artist for over 10 years, staging stories for children and also those young at heart, with humor and feeling is what Maike likes to do. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Maike, welcome to Deep Dive Genre.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. You're a storyboard artist, but you also work in 3D layout. And I'm really thrilled to have a conversation with you today. I would like to start off with a few general questions and then talk about a few of the films that you've worked on recently. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a storyboard artist?
Yes, of course I can do, but it's a long story. I must admit that I started my professional life in a completely different field. And after school, I studied engineering.
Wow.
And I worked as a chemical engineer in research and development at a large company. And I did it for several years. But I wasn't very happy with what I did there because I have still two hearts beating in my breast. One beating for science and the other one beating for arts and animation. Yeah, I thought and decided to give the other side a try and find out if I have enough talent, to cope with in the animation world.
Yeah.
I was lucky because the Film University Babelsberg Konrad Wolf accepted me. Every year they take 10 to 12 students. And so I couldn't resist and went back to universities in my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the time there. It was really, really nice. And after university, I was determined to become an animator. I wanted to work on the production stage where the characters come to life. And that's the animation part. And at that time, I grabbed for every work I can get. As a beginner, you have no network and nobody knows you. But I tried to focus on animation.
Yeah.
And had a couple of very nice projects I worked on, even some feature films. I found this work very satisfying, even though you only animate 3 to 10 seconds per week as an animator.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let me repeat this, 3 to 10 seconds of the film per week. So you really work in great detail on timing, beautiful poses, appropriate movements, expressions, and stuff like that. But I noticed that in many productions, a big chunk of the animation isn't done here in Germany, but is shipped overseas to China or India because of the costs. That irritated me a bit, and I wasn't sure whether this trend will continue to grow and if I would eventually be unable to find a job in the long term. So I looked into what actually happens here in Germany during the production of an animated film or series, and that includes pre-production most of the time, among also other things. It turned out that I got a job in this storyboard department doing revisions for a series, Der kleine Ritter Trank, The Trank the Little Knight. And then things took their course. Well, I started doing revisions and then I was booked for cleanup. And then I started porting my first episode on the TV series, The Wild Sucker Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Wilden Fußballkerle.
German classic.
Yes. And since then, I've been working as a storyboard artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you already mentioned a few of your projects. Obviously, as you mentioned in the beginning, you sort of try and do whatever work you can get. But what do you look for in a project now? I mean, what makes your heart sing and want to do it?
Well, I think the first point is that there are several aspects. Mm-hmm. But one big one is it a nice story? And that means, are the characters lovable? Are they convincing in what they're doing? Does the story have a nice sense of humor?
Yeah.
And not only slapstick, maybe. Slapstick is okay, but a little bit more would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are there several structures of narration in it? Maybe for the little ones and also for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe also, does the story have a nice message?
Yeah.
So that's from the story side. And or nowadays, often production, we do stuff I already know and remember from my own childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And when I like them and love them, then I'm kind of delighted to work on a new edition of, for example, Yakari or Hui Bu.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. I think these are the main aspects besides other nice people working on the project, of course.
And you already mentioned a few things, but could you give us maybe a short overview of what your work entails on a day-to-day or maybe week-to-week basis?
The short answer is I draw 8 hours per day.
Wow.
Yeah, but I guess I need to explain that a little.
Yeah.
On a film production, reporters should have at least 1 minute output per week.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you should have a daily output from 30 to 50 panels per day.
Cool. Okay.
And for a series, it's even more. Let me explain. When you have a script, the script is divided into sequences.
Mm-hmm.
The sequence consists of shots and the shots consist of panels. But at the beginning of the work, I, of course, read the script. And then I think I'm assigned to certain chapters, sequences then. Then I read them again and look at the characters who are in this sequence. And I look at the set, at the character designs. Usually wonderful work by the character designers, really good. And then I look where the story takes place. So I look at the set designs. Also, the set designers always do such a good job. Yeah, they're so talented. And then I make a floor plan and think about where can stage the characters and where should the story take place on the set. And then, of course, I talk to the director because I need to know what he or she really wants to have in the sequence and what he wants to see in the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And talk there about the motivations of the characters, and hopefully I get all my questions answered by him or her. Normally that happens because they are so much longer in the project already and they know the story from the beginning to the end and back and forth. So after that, my drawing work begins. And I still create small thumbnails on paper with a pencil, quite old-fashioned. But in this step, I decide what kind of shots I want to have. I think about, is it an upshot or a downshot? What will I see in the foreground? But very roughly. And when I fine with that, I translate these thumbnails into the drawing program. And it's a special storyboard software. Actually, it's a kind of drawing program combined with a timeline and where you also can import the dialogue. The dialogue is also, I think, very important to get a feeling about the characters and their mood and attitude. And they give, the dialogue also give a kind of rhythm for the sequence and for the action.
Yeah.
And also shows me how many panels or how many poses I need for the action I want to show.
Yeah. And then when I'm through with the sequence, I should do it in a rough way because it's kind of proposal, the first proposal to the director. I hand it in, and after a bit of time, I got my feedback. And then, yeah, I do the changes that are requested. And then I hand it in again, and then hopefully, thumbs up, the sequence get approved.
Obviously, animation is not an easy genre in regards to, there's often big budgets, long production times.
Mm-hmm.
And also target audience, is it for children or for adults or for both? How long do you usually work on one project, let's say a 90-minute feature film?
For a feature film, it's most of the time 3 to 5 months.
Okay.
Depends how many other storyboarder also work on the script. It's always a team. Then most of the time, it's a team that works on the script. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it's 3 to 5 quarters doing a feature film.
Okay. Do you work on several projects at the same time? Is that even possible?
No, not for me. I try to avoid that. I know some colleagues, they can do it. They can somehow handle it.
Wow.
But for me, it's kind of, one story, one topic, and then just I dive into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm also booked for the whole time. And
You've recently worked on Pirate Mo, and before that on Maurice. Can you tell us a little bit more about your work on these films?
Well, both films were produced by Ulysses Films.
Mm-hmm.
And with Studio Rakete acting as an executive producer, I think.
Yeah.
I always enjoy working on this studio because they know what they're doing, are well organized, and also very nice people to work with. And Maurice, this was an adaptation of a Terry Pratchett novel,
mm-hmm.
Based on the Pied Piper of Hamelin,
mm-hmm.
Rattenfänger von Hameln. And I think it was the first attempt to transfer a Terry Pratchett novel into an animation movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it was directed by Tobi Genkel and Florian Westermann, two very nice and funny guys. And the movie is full of dry humor. And I think it's addressed to an older audience.
Mm-hmm.
There are some parts of the story that are a bit darker. And the pace of the movie was very, very high.
Okay.
The film had several narrative levels, and there was so much dialogue in it. I never had this before. I think there was always somebody talking.
Speaking,
And then Pirate Mo, on the other hand, it's based on a book of Kirsten Boyer. And for me, it was my first pirate movie. I think it has something to do with water issues.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
But it is a pirate movie without palm trees because the story is settled in the area of the Baltic Sea or the North Sea. So it's kind of looks a bit different and more suitable to Europe. I think it's a very touching story, has great humor. The characters are really lovable. And I think they're handled with care. So it's really nice. And you love them even for their weaknesses. And of course, it's an adventure story and with a lot of action in it.
Yeah.
But it's also about a story about family and trust and what has it for consequences when you lie to somebody, for example, or how do you deal with it when you have been lied to?
Mm-hmm.
Questions like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite scene or rather a storyboard that you did from either of them?
Well, I must admit that in the movie Maurice, I was very delighted when I heard that I shot more the sequence with the cat Maurice and the death.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because I must admit that I read Terry Pratchett's when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew a little bit about the Discworld famous character Death. So it was really a joy when they give this script to me. And yes.
Nice.
Yeah, kind of fan thing.
And as you mentioned earlier, you were a character animator when you first started out, so slightly different from what you do now. I was wondering, what was your most important takeaway from your very first animation job? I mean, not necessarily as a character animator, but maybe just as your first job in the animation world altogether. Was there a takeaway even? Is probably the question.
Well, it was a kind of impact, I must admit.
Okay.
Because I realized that I can't get rich with this work.
Damn it.
Yeah. Well, at that time, I think my first job was for a 2D production. Mm-hmm. They produced short 2D clips that are shown in between commercials.
Yeah.
And when I started there, I started there as an in-betweener. That's the guy in 2D animation that you have guys, animators doing the key poses, mm-hmm. so the main poses for the animation. And then you have the guys who are doing the cleanup and all the pictures in between.
Yeah.
And that was my job at that time. And when I started there, they show me my room, my office, my desk, and then they show me my mattress on the ground.
Jesus
Christ. And then they told me, well, during your first weeks, you won't be able, you earn so less amount of money, won't be able to afford an own room in this city.
Wow.
Yeah, I left this production after 3 weeks, I think. But it was kind of shocking.
Yeah, that is just mind baffling. That's the sort of the sad part about culture and arts being taken for granted, because yes. People often underestimate how much labor, often labor of love, but still labor time-wise goes into certain things. I don't think people really understand what that means for the people who do those jobs.
Yeah, the costs are high and the budget is often very small. And as a beginner, you really have to put a big amount of effort mm-hmm. in it.
Yeah, that brings me to my next question. Any tips for students that are currently studying animation? What to be aware of? What to look out for?
I must admit, in the moment, it's hard to say because of AI.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what will happen with the animation industry, mm-hmm. with AI. But beside of that, I would say don't specialize in just one area.
Okay.
But have more areas of expertise. This will allow you to fill different positions mm-hmm. in a production, and you can work on projects for a longer time. That's what I recommend.
Yeah, the dreaded and worshipped AI. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, I think everybody is slightly afraid.
Yeah.
Because of the huge amount of pictures the AI just put mm-hmm. everywhere. And so easy yeah. to do them. And but we will see.
Yes. I do have a few rapid fire questions. I mean, obviously, you can still take as much time to answer. Is there a particular story or genre in animation that you would still like to work on?
I must admit, I really would like to do work in a live action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a glimpse into that kind of production. And either if it's kind of a production with CGI parts, or even if the director wants to think about the language he wants to, how he wants to tell special scenes
mm-hmm.
in his movie,
yeah.
maybe who wants and how he wants or she wants to show them and tell them for that stuff. But it's not easy if you're in animation, then you're in animation.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, if ever the book Rumo
mm-hmm.
wrote by Walter Mörs, is adapted into an animated movie. I would be delighted if I could work on that production.
Then you're the gal. Okay.
Yes.
A friend of mine, he really, really loved that book.
So. Yeah. Yeah, and also the other kind of fantasy books of him, they're so rich.
Yeah.
And it would be very cool if they would be turned into a movie, but I'm not sure if this will ever happen.
Well, fingers crossed. You've been at this now for a few years. Is there a misconception about the work of a storyboard artist or animation artist?
Well, I think for me as a storyboarder, people who aren't in this business, they often ask me when they watch the movie on which I worked, or so, Maike, what did you do? So what character did you draw, or what character did you animate? And then I have to answer, well, no one at all. That's the thing. The drawings we do as storyboarder, the audience will never see them.
Mm-hmm.
But you see our work in every final shot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this kind of misconception maybe I have to face.
And for the final question, can you share which project you are or will be working on next?
Yeah, I must admit that I'm kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished my work at the third Hui Bu movie. Yeah, it's directed by the very kind Sebastian Niemann.
Mm-hmm.
And he already did the other two Hui Bu movies.
Yeah.
These movies were live action movies, just with one CGI character, the Hui Bu played by Bully Herbig.
Yeah.
And this time they decided to do it as a full animation movie.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So this was quite nice.
Yeah.
And in March, I will start on the third Connie movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second Connie movie will be released in May of this year.
Okay, yeah.
Somehow the producers are so convinced by Connie and her stories that they want and love to do a third movie.
But yeah, I mean, it is a classic. Books are just like an evergreen.
Yes, I think you find it in every family.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. I hope it's a nice team.
Yeah, I think, well, we start very small this time, but I think the team will grow.
And that you get to have some fun as well.
Of course.
And that was it. Thank you so much, Maike, for sitting down with us. It was a pleasure.
Christina, thank you too. It was also, kind of pleasure. Well, because as a silent worker, I'm not really used to talk to so much.
Which, brings me even more joy that you took the time to sit down and share your experiences.
Pleasure.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.